Hello there, and welcome to Quite So. I am your host, Dada, and I want to remind you that this podcast airs bi-weekly on Sundays on the following platforms: YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, and iHeartRadio. I would also like you to know that I am not only a podcaster, that I have platforms on YouTube, TikTok, and Instagram under the handle at the at sign I read aloud. And if you access my website, dadaisms.com, you will hop onto my creative journey and discover that I'm also a writer. So I hope you will enjoy my various endeavors. Visit my website, subscribe to my YouTube channel, and you will be up to date on all my news and posts. Today I have an interview with a guest. His name is Peter Moore. He was born and raised in the UK, and he still resides there with his wife Pip and his children. He is the founder of two companies. The first one, Me Learning, he established about 20 years ago, and recently has established a new company that will soon launch, an AI-assisted e-course developer, if you will. And the name of this platform will be Course Agent. Let's get on with the interview and find out more about his achievements. Hello, Peter Moore. I'm so happy to have you here on Quite So today.
Thanks, Dada. It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
Peter Moore, you are the founder of two companies, and the more recent company is a platform that allows people to create e-courses using AI, and it seems to be, a breakthrough you've done. And we would like to know a bit about the features of this platform and how we can access it.
Thanks. It's a product. It's currently still in development. We're working on the AI models and the prompting as we speak. The main part of the product is being built at the moment. So we're looking at a release in about 3 months' time. But in terms of what it does, it enables anyone who is a subject matter editor or an author or a school teacher or a lawyer to input data into a platform. AI uses AI to create an e-learning course, an online course with quizzes, interactions, knowledge checks, summaries, using all the learning training methodologies that we've input into this platform to create this course. It then presents it in a beautiful format, which can be edited using a kind of web style type editor. It's very simple to use. The idea is I don't want to create a complex product, and then after you've created the course, you can distribute it to learners using the platform. Many advantages is being that if you were to update the course, it can get instantly fed out to use it. So that's in a nutshell what it does.
Yeah, exactly. Let's say you want to create a course to teach English to beginners. How, I mean, just think like a bit like through a few steps of
How do
how
you do it?
AI would hold my hand and help me create this course.
Brilliant. Okay, good question. So you want to create an English course for beginners. You don't need much information. So you kind of say, what is this course about? The first thing that you ask for in the platform is, what is this course about? You say, all right, I want to create that English, teaching English to beginners. You then actually can actually sort of then you point out, the skill level of the person. So we're saying it's for beginners. You're allowed to say. Then you can define the tone of voice that you'd like to provide, and you select a tone. It's got a primary tone and a secondary tone of tone. It sounds more complicated, but
No,
literally
it's
these are
actually
theory.
amazing because I like it. I mean, you could choose like a very like serious tone and yet a friendly tone, let's
That's
say,
right.
and you
Yes.
can intermix them. So
Yes.
that's brilliant. I didn't even think of
Yeah.
that. Okay.
Yes. Well, tones in a lot of platforms, you kind of select one or two tones here. This is something fairly new that I haven't seen anywhere else that I'm implementing in here. There's trade secrets going up,
Yeah.
but generally you can select a primary tone. A secondary tone can soften a little bit, so you'll have say maybe a professional tone, but you'll have certain aspects of the course you can act as a secondary tone to maybe lighten it, to make it slightly different.
Yeah.
You then enter your target audience, what your target, who's your target audience, who are you going to aim it at. You can then also localize it as well and say, is it local to a specific area or a specific country or a specific region? So you can define that as well. We're at the moment in the experimental times in terms of possibly being able to upload companies, if it's for a company, values and into the, but it's clashing with tone. So we're having a little bit of a, we're playing around with that at the moment. It's still, we're nearly there. And then you can put in some AI into parameters that you want for yourself. Then you can say how long do you want the course to be? Do you want it to be a 15-minute course, a 30-minute course, sorry, a 10-minute course, a 20-minute course, or a 30-minute course, which will split it up into topics to break things up. And then you can upload your documentation if you have any. If we don't have any, it doesn't matter. But if you have, or you could scrape a website, you can say, pick up information from this website or pick it from the documents that I've uploaded. Then you can ask AI in the platform. The next step is to say, how much AI influence should AI have on this, on the uploaded documents? Do you want it minimal influence or moderate or high AI? And it'll use the documents as a kind of, or the website as a baseline, and then it'll expand out depending on what you've selected. After you put in, there's a few other parameters as well in terms, but I won't go into too much more of that. But it's very easy. It's very checkboxy. You just go, this is what I'd like. This is the feel, the language as well. You can select the language that you want it to output in as well. It then, after it's collected all that information, it will then suggest some learning objectives for you. We'll say, what would you like to achieve by the end of this? And it might be, I want proficiency in adverbs, verbs. I don't know in terms of what you want to choose in. So, but you can choose, and you can create multiple courses as well to create a kind of a program as well. So you can create one initially. You don't want to make courses too long. People will like me talking at the moment. We are talking for
No,
too long.
go ahead.
Then you can also put in your own objectives, and then you run it. So it then in phase one, we're going to be doing kind of what's called a thinner version, where, well, although we might introduce this next stage in phase two, so you can get a lesson plan. So after you enter all that information, the objectives have been run, you then get a lesson plan. And the way you can look at the lesson plan, it's kind of highlighted, the kind of how the topics should be structured, how the course should be structured. So all of this, if you're not a teacher or somebody who's familiar with writing e-learning courses or a script writer, you don't need to know any of that, because the platform will interpret that information and create a pedagogically sound output from summary to objectives to content to interaction to summary and course summary. So if you're happy with the lesson plan, you then generate it, and it generates a course, a lesson where you can go in and you can determine whether a certain block of text can be an interaction, a flip card, or whatever it might be that you want. You don't have to do it at this stage. You then, after you're happy with the process, this takes minutes. I've been working in e-learning for a long time. A 30-minute course for an e-learning company can take 3 to 4 weeks. This is taking 2 minutes to get to this stage so far. So you've got the outline, you've got the. Then what we ask AI to do, which is unique, we then say to AI, can you check to see whether that's okay? Can you check to see whether that's a good output? And would you recommend any changes? So it goes back on itself. We teach AI to go back on itself. We ask AI to go back on itself and say, has it achieved its learning outcomes? Are there any things to improve this course? What would you suggest that could be done? What references and sources? It'll come up with references and sources as well. So in it's all validated. The information is, you see where the sources of information have come from. So you can be fairly sure that, and you can put the parameters in to say, I only want sources from these if you wanted to in the early steps. Then you produce the course. You then get a preview of what the course looks like. So you don't need any instructional design. You don't need to be a designer. Building e-learning courses, you've got to be a subject matter expert. You've got to be an instructional designer. You've got to be a script writer. You've got to be a tester. All of that done is done by the platform, and then within 2 to 3 minutes. If you're happy with the preview, you choose the color scheme that you want, or it then gets put into a kind of a web style type editor. I don't know whether you're familiar with web editors, but effectively you go in, very simple to use. You can change the text, use AI to change the text, and give you suggested alternatives. Once you're happy with that, if we talk about 3 or 4 minutes, 5 minutes, there's still that human input. There's still that you still need to test AI. AI hallucinates every now and then, and it doesn't give you the best results all the time. It gives you amazing results, I have to say. And we are using one of the more expensive AI LLMs in the market at the moment because it's complex. We're putting hundreds of prompts into it to make sure that the output is consistent. And then once you're happy with it, you can either download it as a SCORM file, which I won't perhaps won't go into too much of, but it enables you to put the course into another learning management platform if you want to. But this is an all-in-one system. This platform has its own learning management system, which means you can send it out to people within the platform. And that's a quick summary.
I mean, sign me up when you if you
Yeah,
need anybody to test it or whatever. Or I'm surely going to use your platform to create my e-courses because I've been struggling with this for a while. I've wanted to create a couple of e-courses for more than a year now, and the technicalities have been horrible. And I'm not, and for me to hire someone, it's not viable at this stage. So this makes it this perfect. But I feel that I wouldn't create a course. I'm sure people will do it. They will just say, let's create a course on whatever and use AI to do all the work. But I believe there would be, of course, a better subject matter, a better course quality when you have an expert behind it. So this is where all the fears of people who say AI is taking our jobs, or AI is doing all the work for us, wherever. How would you respond to that? Because I'm sure you've heard it so many times.
It's a good question. It's good. Well, the information has to come from somewhere. So subject matter experts who have it, so if they wanted to create a course with their own content, that can be done. So if you've got fairly unique content or proprietary content or something, somebody will be able to upload that. And what it will do, it'll say, okay, I'm not going to use much AI influence. I'll structure it for you, and I'll achieve the outcomes that you want to do without you having to worry about having to think about its layout. So you can still keep that personal. AI is taking over. I mean, in the last, we looked at AI about 8 months ago, and I said to the development team, we're not going to start work on it until now, actually. We're going to do a bit of research looking at it, and it's incredible how it is improved. The cost has gone down. It's still expensive. The cost has gone down, but it's difficult to you still need the human element. You still need the human touch to do things. But who knows? In 2 years' time, 3 years' time, it is going at such a pace, and it's improving daily, that it's difficult to. I know people are worried about AI and their jobs. But you have to, I think it's a time to use it. It was like at the time when actually 20 years ago, it set up an online e-learning company, and it was a time for broadband. And then I'd go to big local authorities on my own and go and say, I built something using this. It's an e-learning thing. I think e-learning. No, that's going to take our training jobs away. It's going to take our teach. Our classroom trainers aren't going to be there. And I said, well, it'll complement it. It'll complement what you're doing. You can focus on the things that matter and the things that perhaps that can be taught online. Perhaps do it that way. That was a kind of an argument in those days. But you can see how things change. And it hasn't got rid of teachers. It hasn't got the internet hasn't got rid of trainers. In fact, it's increased the amount of knowledge that people know. So AI might have that same effect. Who knows?
In the end, if you look back to 20 years ago, you still have secretaries who had to type up letters on typewriters. And
So,
now you can sit in your office and type on your computer. And so small things like that, you would think that they're getting rid of jobs. But in the end, this secretary have other things to do in the company. And then, on the contrary, they got opportunities to be promoted, to do something better. I mean,
To do that later.
what a waste of time just sit and type, you know? What a life is that, you know? So I believe that with AI, it forces people into creativity. And creativity is the most valuable tool we have in our lives. I mean, if we look at, you know, how to fulfill any mission we have in life, to fulfill our dreams, we need creativity. And so it's in all aspects of our lives. And so if people actually can let go of mundane things that frustrate you, that, you know, just you know, get you know, on technicalities, it's just amazing to enhance your creativity.
Yeah,
So
it's empowering. So you mentioned, sorry to interrupt.
please.
You mentioned that you've wanted to build an online course or e-learning courses to whatever, you know, subjects you want to give to, but you have been restricted by the fact that you need a number of skills. It's expensive as well. If you have to sort of learn them, get different software. But then if you to be provided with something, an AI tool, they'll say, that'll make my life a lot easier. It'll expand your horizons even further. They'll say, actually, I can do more. In fact, I can get my knowledge out there a lot quicker to people, and I'm able to do it. It's not I'm not restricted by technology, you know.
And you know, you spoke a bit about AI error in a way. This was a question I had in mind to ask you, that we have human error in everything we do. What's the margin of AI error? So, what's your experience in that?
Yes, a very good question as well. That is something we're battling with, because you can put some information in, and I would say AI is brilliant at interpreting
But
what you want.
there's still, I mean, we want perfection if you
No, that's right,
want.
that's right. And you still need to. I had somebody that came around coincidentally today. Who wanted to have a look at the product and test something. And she works for a large company, a finance company, and just wanted to put something in about credit cards and teaching somebody about and some terminology. When we ran the program, it created a fantastic course for her. We ran the program, she checked it and said the terminology wasn't quite right. Virtual card to something else card. Well, that means a slightly different card to what I know it as. And I said, well, that's the check. That's the human check that you've got to do on it, because it might not interpret your it quite that quite right. You can put restrictions on it, but another example is you give it a prompt and there's not enough information that you've given it, and then you give it the prompt, says, and the prompt comes back, she says, I can't quite do that. It says it in quite a polite way, but I can give you an alternative, which might not be the alternative that you want. So the key and the secret is your AI prompting and how you ask AI questions. And then another secret is to go back and ask AI whether you've got the right response from it. So it's a bit iterative. You have to go around it, but yes, you can't rely on it 100%.
But despite that, it's so time conserving, you know. I mean,
That's
it
right.
takes minutes as opposed to
Oh
months,
yes,
you know.
that's right. So, as I say, the key is in the AI prompts. Just to give you an idea, building an online training course or a course, there's a lot of components that goes into it. You know, you've got to make sure that it's not biased. It has images that are in a sound. You can't have controversial characters. You've got to make sure the language is clear for people with certain disabilities, or you know. And so there is all these prompts that have to go into what's known as a RAG table or a RAG document, where you have to make sure that all these prompts kind of work well together. And particularly if you're talking about tone and you're adding tone to something, then it can disrupt what the AI is giving it, because actually it's quite a serious subject. I can't give it a fun tone, that kind of, you know, these kind of little interactions. So this platform's got the homeless is a secret sauce, the secret formula that we're having to continually update the prompts so far to make sure that when we test it, the output's okay. If it's not okay, we have to go back in, change and readjust the prompts. And the prompts change slightly to the subject that you want to put in as well. What type, what's the content?
So basically, I was wondering if I created a course, a normal course with, visual aids and all, you have listening, hearing, you're using all your senses, to study. Okay. And I want to recreate the same course for someone who is visually impaired. And then someone who has hearing impairment. Could the AI transform the same course for that target audience easily?
It's a good, another good question, really, about accessibility. So the platform is built with accessibility in mind. That was the first thing, really, in terms of the platform, how we were going to build it, it had to be accessible from the ground up, really. So you put in some prompts to ensure that the language is clear, but in terms of how it's presented, that is where the accessibility comes in. So if you were to take the course and you needed audio, you could run, you could listen to it. If you wanted to, if you had dyspraxia or dyslexia, we've got certain filters on there that says, if you've got dyslexia, click on this link. So you
So
can,
it's on the
within from,
user end,
sorry,
not
for the user end,
okay.
and also it'll be compatible with kind of software like JAWS, which reads the text, and you can use the keyboard to move around. You can change the font colors and the size of the text and the separation of the text and things, and you can, and each of the images will have, descriptions as well. So it's about how it's presented, but also the prompting to make sure that we're not using language that
That's
isn't as useful.
offensive,
It's
or
offensive, definitely. Yeah, all of that. Yes. Yeah.
Well,
So
that's
accessibility is
amazing.
important.
So yeah, that's really very important because it just occurred to me that you could have different audiences and you want to cater to everybody.
That's right.
Before you actually went into Course Agent AI. And let me just ask you this before we move on. Do you have any subscriptions in mind? Is it going to be like a free platform to start with? Will there be subscriptions? Have you thought of tiers of subscriptions, or it's too soon?
Yeah, very good question. That is very good questions. You're getting all those down. They're very good. So we're testing the AI at the moment. So the subscription amount will be dependent on the cost of the AI, and we're working on that at the moment. The idea is to make it very affordable. So that if it's for a large organization with lots of people, then it'll be a little bit more expensive. There'll be more sort of help along the way. But for solo
Individuals and
people,
subscribers.
individuals, and subscribers, you log in on a reasonable monthly cost. Again, I can't say because I have lots of figures, but we take the it's dependent on the price of the AI going down, the amount of prompts we put at this point, and whether we sort of have a token level each month. You're allowed to, so all of that we've still got to work out, but it'll be affordable, far more. It'll be, I'd like to say, less than the competitors that are out there at the moment, or equivalent to. I don't know, but it should have a little bit more to it. So cost wise, it's still in discussion, I suppose.
So are you going to name the platform Course Agent AI, or is that just the name of the company, or
Yeah, well, the name of the company is Create AI, because initially it was going to be called Create AI, which I like the name, it all, but then somebody had bought the Create AI URL, and I did have Create Dash AI, and I thought, well, okay, but does it really talk about the product? Would this Create AI too generic as well? So actually, it wasn't about, I mean, I did buy a URL or several web domains rather for it, and then I was just chatting to somebody, and agents always comes up with AI agents and stuff at that time, maybe about 6, 7, 8 months ago, I can't remember now. And now it's become kind of a term that's used quite regularly in AI, but about 7 or 8 months ago, perhaps less so. And I kind of looked up Course Agent to see whether somebody had taken it, Scorsese.ai, and I was absolutely amazed. I thought that would have gone, and I thought, okay, well, Course Agent really fits this because you're using agents to create a course, AI agents to create a course, and I'd like to hope it's simple to remember as well, and it really does fit into what this product does. So I'm really pleased with that. That was like a lucky find, really.
Amazing. No, sometimes things happen for a reason and you get
That's
to
true.
exactly where you need to be.
Yes. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I'm pleased with
Now,
that.
Course Agent AI is the baby of your first company. You founded a previous company, Me Learning.
Yeah, so that's interesting because talk about the name Me Learning as well. My brother is an author and a writer, and I came up with the name Me Learning because I wanted e-learning into it, because at the time people didn't really know, and an M and e-learning, and I thought, okay, and I would highlight the M, and e-learning was going to be a different color as when I first started. And then I phoned my brother and he said, that's grammatically incorrect. You can't call it me learning. You can't be doing that. And I thought about it for a while. I said, oh gosh, I really like this name, but I thought it's different. We're gonna stick with it, and I'm really pleased we have it. I quite like, even though it's grammatically
You
incorrect.
know, sometimes
It,
you need a catchy name, you
that's
know,
right.
it doesn't
That's right.
matter grammatically correct or not. So
Yeah.
name, sorry,
Yeah.
you
Yeah.
know. I
Yeah.
agree with you. Me learning is really brilliant. So
Right. Thank
tell
you.
us about your
Just
journey with Me Learning and how did it get you ultimately to creating a Course Agent AI?
yeah, that's so. But I was, so I don't want to bore your listeners to myself. Very kind of condensed version, really, I suppose. So, I was going around the country providing child protection training to local authorities. There was a big change in the child protection law in the UK. Following a tragic death of a child, and so the whole law in the UK changed, and I was going around. And I was thinking, I can't go around to every local authority and try to. And so, when I say I went online, in those days it was dial up, so you had to dial up. I don't know, people, you probably can't remember, but you had to dial up,
Look,
and
our
this
generation
and.
remembers everything. You actually are from the generation that had no internet.
That's
You
right.
were at
That's right.
university and then, you know, had to learn everything from scratch.
That's right. That's right. So, and there's a product which was called Captivate, which is an Adobe product, and I looked at it and I thought, oh, I might be able to put some of my stuff, my training materials into this, and then Articulate had come out. And they introduced a storyline. It's very basic. It's really shifted on now. Of course, it's a global product now. At the time, you could put in some information into this other product. I thought, so I put my content into these two little products, and I called up a couple of local authorities, and I said, I've got something. I put it on a little memory stick, and I said, you need to put this on all your computers so that people, all your social workers, will know what the latest guidance is, rather than having to classroom training. And I sold it to two local authorities. For a reasonable amount, they paid a reasonable amount. I thought, oh, this is quite good. This is potentially a start of a business. And actually, I've got my wife, Pip. So I built it, wrote it, put it together. I got my wife to do the audio. So she would come back from a hard day's work and do the audio for it. And we had my sock over a mouse. But I used to think that the mouse click would make a noise. And so I remember those days. And we used to put stockings over the microphone.
Microphone.
Because to stop the popping. So it was very basic. It wasn't easy to get a microphone or a non-loud clickable mice and stuff in those days. And everything, they constantly had bugs, the software, it's all new software and all stuff. Anyway, so sold it. And then I thought, actually, this is a business. I thought I'd make some more. So I went out to other local authorities myself and realized I couldn't build it and sell it at the same time. It was really difficult to do both because things were changing. I was wanting to improve things, and I got a salesperson. I had a chat with them. I said, could you? Here's what it is. I'll go around with you. I'll teach you how to to sell, even though I wasn't very good at it.
Yeah.
But they were very good at selling.
Yeah.
So there was the difference. And after the third one, he kind of said, "You sit down now. I think I can do this
Yeah.
now." So we went round, and I also bought, I don't want to say too much, I bought a learning management system from a Hong Kong a company in Hong Kong. Again, it's one of these things that flicked down, and there it was. Coincidentally, they contacted me about 3 years later to say, "Well, you can't really buy it." They've become now a multi-million-pound company. They've been sold for millions.
Yeah.
But at the time, they were a startup, and they were quite happy to give it to me.
Yeah.
And then they took it off me, and that changed my perspective in terms of the company. And I'll tell you a little bit about that. So, bought that, then tried to persuade companies, local authorities, to buy it. It was really difficult because they're very resistant to change at the time. And e-learning was new. Classroom trainers were feeling threatened. And the person I was with for about 6 months, he was coming around with me, and I was paying him, and after 6 months, I was thinking, is this going to work?
Yeah.
And I was thinking, it is going to work. Stick with the plan. We could do this. But of course, he needed more money than I was
Yeah.
asking. And then we went to one local authority, and I thought the proposal, the demo went really poorly, really badly. They're like, "Oh." And then we left, and I thought, "Oh God, that might be the last chance I've got with this guy." Anyway, he came running down, and said, "We'll buy it." So the courses and the platform, and I thought, "What?" And I remember that they had £13,000, and I said to the salesperson, "You can have half. I'm going to give you half. You take half.
That's generous of you.
Just take it,
Yeah.
just to prove a concept. It can be sold. What
Yeah.
we're doing can be sold. It can be done." And very fortunately, they then spoke to the neighboring one, and then they spoke to the neighboring local, and then they bought it. And then it kind of grew from there, really. And I became the kind of creative director, started employing people. As it started with one person, then two, three people, somebody to help me build the courses, and that's somebody to help sell it. Somebody to help to man the office to take the calls, and over the years, as I said, when that company said, "We've got to take the learning platform off you," I decided to build our own. So I thought, okay, I'm going to build. I kind of know, I think, what a learning management system is. So I got a company to build our own, so that we weren't beholden to anybody else. It would be purely us. We got our own proprietary platform that we could put the courses in, but we're using other people's tools to create the courses, to put them into the platform. There's now It's been going on for 19 years. There's nearly 40 people work in the company. We work with half the local authorities in the UK, and I kind of stepped out about 4 years ago, 5 years ago, because people are better than me at doing running their
They
business.
just got the
Truly,
hang of it,
they
yeah.
got, you know, yeah, that, you know, it's like, well, you're better at operations, you're better at software development, you're better at courseware building, you're better at finance, so. And the people that are involved in the company are bought into the. We're not selling guns. We're training, and we're training very important subjects as well.
And it's important,
Although
you seem to have a loyal team,
very
that
loyal
because
team, yeah.
they've stayed with you for so long, and now they've kind of like running the business for you. So
That's
that's
right, yeah.
amazing. Yeah, that's
Many of
important.
them have been there since the start as well.
Yeah.
So, in terms of how it got to Course Agent, or Course Agent AI, but I think the AI is silent at the
Course
moment.
agent.
Course Agent, I'll call it Course Agent. Is that we've built our own platform, we're using other people's tools. I've always felt the other tools didn't quite do what I wanted them to do. One did a certain thing, one did another thing. They were expensive. They were constantly being updated and upgraded, so you had to update all the content as well, and have to rerun again. I always felt they needed to do something else, and they were complicated, and they're getting more and more complicated. And I thought, well, I wanted to build something that was less complicated, something that did all everything that I'd want as an instructional designer and as a script writer and as a trainer, so that anybody could access this new product and me learning can access this product and say, look, we're going to build a course quicker, better, faster, with the things that we need and nothing else. So that was the desire. And in terms of how it started, so I designed it in my head, and then I came across AI 2 years ago, and I thought, I'm not too sure. I had my skeptical, and then about a year and a half ago, or a year less than that, I thought AI is brilliant. It's going to work. This and this are going to work. That's how it started. So there you go. That's it. That's summary.
So basically, you already were working with e-courses. That was your niche anyway. So this was like
Yes.
the added step and the necessary step. And you also gave yourself a new project to be creative about. You stepped out from something and you walk into another, literally.
Yes, yeah. Well, I think I discovered, I think, I don't know if people will as well, that you need to do something. If you feel as though you can do something, do it. And if you've got a burning desire to do something, or you've got an idea, give it a go. Because I was out in the wilderness thinking, well, what do I do now? I've been working from 4 o'clock in the morning till midnight, for years and years, just to try to get things going. And then it kind of suddenly stops, and you think, okay, I've got more to give, and I'm fascinated by AI and change and stuff. So
Exactly.
anyway, I don't know how long I'll last for,
No, but I
but
mean, really, you see, you think you're doing just something to satisfy yourself in a sense, but think of how much you're going to help so many other people, including me, creating an e-course. Brilliant. No, I'm just are you in this new company? Is it the same team who's with you with me learning, or did you add new people?
So it's I didn't want it, me learning, I think, needs to focus on what it does best. I didn't want to disturb them. I didn't want to involve them really, because they've got, there's a business to run there, and there's people there that will focus on that. No, so this is a brand new team, and people I've met over the years. I'm very lucky with the people that I've been able to identify as helping me, coming on board with the hope that this grows to something bigger and better. And so, yes. So in terms of the actual doing, I'm doing quite a lot of the doing, but I don't mind. I like that. That's probably my strength. My weakness is operations and coordination and all of that. But I can get this bit done, and other people can do the smarter
I
stuff,
mean,
I
in the end,
think.
you have to see your vision through, and it's your vision. So you're the creator here. So
Yes.
makes perfect sense.
So I, as I say, but it's now finding a team, a bigger, wider team. That's what I'd like to do. And I've got to think about marketing and sales, but it's very difficult to think about that before I can actually physically play with the product. It's the back end work is done, a bit more of the front end work needs doing. So.
So basically, we expect a course agent to be online in what, 2 3 months more?
I'd say October. If I don't want to give dates really, it could be September. I've worked in software
Let's
development,
say by
so
the end of the year,
end of
just
year, perfect,
to be on the safe
perfect. It's
side.
no pressure. There's no pressure. So where I'm at is, I suppose once it's built, I'll be looking for people who are willing to test the product early stage, and then there'll be kind of discounts for those early users and early adopters. Because it'll improve through, and I suppose with the idea about the early adopters is that they'll have an influence on how the product is built as well, moving forward. So yeah, so that's where I'm at. So it's if people wanted to contact me and say, I'm interested in this, tell me when it's ready,
No,
I'm
brilliant.
available.
I love it. I'm excited about your product. I can't wait for
Thank
it
you.
to launch. I'm so happy to have had this chat with you, that we got a chance to connect and talk about this very important aspect of AI and how AI can be used, and to help humans. And thank you so much for your creativity and for being you.
Oh, thank you very much. And thanks for inviting me. And it's been a real delight.